Thank you, Chair. I'm going to confine my remarks to the Chair's proposals, both because we think they are an important step in the right direction and an improvement on a text that leads it to be more implementable and embraced by more countries, but also because the points that I'm about to make, I think, are generally applicable to the revised text in general. Article 6.1 should refer explicitly to the obligations of states as set out in the UN Global UN Guiding Principles. As my colleague has just said, prevention is a shared responsibility. States have a duty to protect human rights and associated obligations to support business in its responsibility to respect. Indeed, the UN Guiding Principles state, and I quote, "The failure to enforce existing laws that directly or indirectly regulate business respect for human rights is often a significant legal gap in state practice. Adopting laws and other measures will not make an effective difference if they are not properly implemented, enforced, and reviewed at national level where and when needed," end quote. We further suggest that the words "strengthen the practice of human rights due diligence by business enterprises" be expanded and amplified to suggest how this could happen. Wording could include "provide support, advice, and guidance to business enterprises on respecting human rights by appropriate methods, including on human rights due diligence, as well as through capacity building and awareness raising." In other words, human rights due diligence should be accompanied by a number of other measures. In Article 6.3, companies are required to ensure the safety of those who may be at risk of retaliation. This morning, we've heard a significant lengthening of the list of those and specifying of the list of those who may be at the risk of retaliation, including vulnerable actors who have no relationship to an enterprise. How is a company meant to ensure individual safety through its due diligence process? Public safety and security are prerogatives of the state. Finally, to go back to the issue of third parties as referred to in Article 6.4, if this means subsidiaries, suppliers, and other entities with contractual obligations, the text should say so. But more to the point, every enterprise has a responsibility to respect human rights. This proposal seems to shift that responsibility from enterprises in a supply chain to just the parent company. And this is an explicit contradiction of UN Guiding Principle 13. A parent company has a responsibility to use its leverage to the extent that it exists, to assist and encourage entities in its supply chain that cause or contribute to human rights impacts, to mitigate them and prevent their recurrence. But this does not absolve the enterprise in question from its own responsibilities. Thank you.